All right. If you would, turn to Genesis chapter 1. Very first book of the Bible. The very first chapter, beginning in the very first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And I'm just going to stop right there. Because this is the beginning. Right here. This is the beginning of the world, the universe, of everything. And let me make this perfectly clear, if I can. It begins with God. Everything begins with God. I think this is entirely appropriate for the first book of the Bible, the first chapter and the first verse. It says, in the beginning, God. Now, this is the beginning, and it doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter what men think or men say. Because God said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Right. Your ways are not my ways. Right. Now, what does that mean? The deeper meaning of that is that men's thoughts are wrong. And trust me, there's evidence abounding all around us. In every textbook, in every library, and on every PBS station. Man's thoughts are wrong. But again, I say, this is the beginning because God says, this is the beginning. I know what scientists say. Guess what? That don't make a bit of difference. Because I can tell you this, scientists always have something to say. They always have, and they always will. But I'll tell you this, the scientists are wrong.
Yeah, amen.
Because I can tell you this from personal experience. Scientists come and scientists go. And what they say changes from time to time. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to update science books. They wouldn't have to update geology books. They wouldn't have to update history books. They think they're learning something new. What one says today, somebody else will say different tomorrow. That's the way it works. And when somebody, and this is true of scientists too, not just religious people, somebody says something they don't agree with, they try to bury that. They try to bury what one man is calling the truth. They try to bury it. And you wonder why they treat us this way. This is the way they treat their own knowledge. They're not going to hear the word of God. They're not going to read the word of God. And if they read the word of God, they're not going to believe the word of God. If you want to pay attention to what they say, go right ahead. But I can tell you this, pay attention to what they don't say. They'll tell you this universe was created in a bang, a big bang, or something else now. I am a little out of touch at times. But I remember the big bang for a long time, but they never told you what went bang. Just something went bang. Now, if you get far enough into it, and if you dig just a little bit deeper, now, I don't know if they still say this, because I haven't been paying attention. okay? Because I've kind of had my fill of some science at one time. I prefer science fiction, but hey, I like Star Trek. That's the way it is, you know? It's nice to have a decent future every once in a while, so they have on TV, instead of something bleak and dystopian and all that other stuff, post-apocalyptic. Well, there's going to be a post-apocalyptic, but it's going to be good. But anyway, they'll never tell you what went bang, but if you check into it and you look at it and you go back, the one thing that they may tell you is the fact that what went bang was all the matter in the universe. Everything that makes up all the sun and the stars and the moons right now was all in one big place, and the pressure was so great it finally went bang, and it was the expanding universe, exploding universe thing. And everything went out, all the matter. But they never tell you where that came from.
Right.
You know why? They don't know.
Yeah,
they got no idea. They had a theory once that it was expanding, and then see, once it gets to the farthest limit, it will contract and come back to another thing. We'll have another big bang someday. It's not working out for them because they supposedly just recently discovered that the universe is still actually accelerating. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. And I'll tell you this, I don't care. Because I know how things started. In the beginning, God, what? Created.
Right.
That's the word they don't want. They'll take intelligent design. But they will not take God creating. They do not want to have an intelligent designer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll talk about intelligent design till they turn blue in the face. Some of them will. But they're not going to talk about an intelligent designer. Because in the beginning, God created.
Amen. Yeah.
And that is the beginning.
Yeah.
Because the beginning begins with God. Yeah. Nowhere else and no one else. This book, there's no preface. Okay, there's no introduction to this book. This is just right where it starts. In the beginning, God. The beginning is the time of creation. In the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. And if you want to look up that Hebrew word, it means created. It means has made. God has made the heaven and the earth. Now, men will either deal with that or they won't. And that's just the way it is. And for the most part, they deny it. The best part, they try to explain it away. They will use these terms like intelligent design. But this is a flat statement from God. Written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. There's no room for debate. There's no room for speculation. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's no room for argument. So, what do men do? They argue. They debate. They speculate. They imagine. Now, there's a word for you. You know where the word image comes from, don't you? It comes from man's imagination.
Yeah.
It comes from man imagining things. He imagines, he uses his own thoughts to come up with a process and gives absolutely no credence, no thought to the Word of God in any of his speculation.
Right.
Matter of fact, they will do everything except believe the one who created the heavens and the earth. Now, God doesn't tell us how he created anything here. You get a little bit of a hint when we get to the light. But here he doesn't say, he just says he did it. He'll tell us a little bit later on in some other places. But here he doesn't. Because this is the beginning. This is where it starts. And if you've got a problem with this, you're not going to have any well, you are going to have all kinds of problems. You're not going to have any good results after this. Because if you don't believe in the beginning God, you don't believe God. This is as much a part of his word as ye must be born again. And for Baptists, this is as much a part of the word of God as by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. And it says, and the Spirit of God, well, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Where was man during all this? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found except for in the mind of God. Amen. We're told that later.
Yeah.
But man has a distinct tendency to overestimate his own importance.
Yeah.
And the Bible, if you'll read it, will show you exactly the opposite. Man don't come in till later.
Yeah.
Much later. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And verse 3 says, and God said. Here are the first recorded words in the Bible from God.
Right.
Let there be light.
Yeah.
Four words. Four words. Says he created the heavens and the earth. It doesn't tell us how. But the first words we have recorded that he actually spoke is, let there be light.
Yeah. Amen.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think it's important. Because here we are being told by God that in the beginning, God, everything starts with God. And let me tell you something, God starts with light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where he starts his creation. God starts with light. After the heaven and the earth is formed, the first thing he said is, let there be light. And there was light. There was light. Everything starts with a light from here on out. Because God himself is light. In him there is no darkness at all. And he said himself, let there be light. And all light comes from God.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it. Because what happened after God spoke? There was light.
There was light.
There was light. See, this is the thing that the world does not comprehend, Mason. God's power is absolute.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. He's the only one who has absolute power.
Mm-hmm.
And his power is so much that if he speaks it, it comes into being.
Right, right, right.
You know that scares people?
Mm-hmm.
It should.
It should.
But they don't want to talk about a God who says something and it's done.
Right.
They don't want to know about a God who can speak and it's done.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is. Because whatever he says is right.
Yeah.
Whether we know it or not, that part doesn't matter. I believe him.
No.
There are things that I've read in this book that I don't understand. There are things that I just don't grasp yet. I'm working on them. I'm trying when I get the chance. But see, here's the point. What he says is true whether I get it or not. Because Walter, this morning, I submit to his authority. I submit to him. That's what I ran into in John chapter 6. He said, no man can come unto me except to be given him of my Father. No man can come unto me unless the Father which has sent me draw him, and him I'll raise up. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, does that mean if God doesn't draw people I like, people that I love, they won't be drawn and they got no chance? Actually, yeah, kind of that is what it means. And that stopped me. But I had nowhere else to go.
Amen. That's right.
He was my Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't know everything he said. I still don't know everything he said. But he was my Lord, and he is my Lord. And I bowed to what he said. And then he said it again. When I got to John 666 or 665, he said it again. I'm guessing that he meant it. And they left him in droves. Why? Because they would not submit themselves to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of God. And that's what people do with this, just this little bit here. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And the only reason there was light is because God said so. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Everything starts with this light. Because if God speaks, there's light. Because God is power. And he is light. And ever since the beginning of the world, there's been light.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God said so.
Yeah.
They're worried about the sun burning out. I'm not. I'm not. Of course, they say it's going to be in a few billion years, so what does it matter anyway to us? I don't think I can conserve it, you know. I remember Earl used to talk about fouling our own nest is what we do in this world. And that's what they call strip mining nowadays, and, you know, fracking and all this other stuff. I understand all that, but I'm not worried about me, you know, fouling the sun. I don't think I can touch it. But God said, let there be light, and there's going to be light until God says different.
Mm-hmm.
But what? God don't say different. I am the Lord God, I change not. There's always going to be light because God said, let there be light. There has been light since the beginning. And here's the point. Whether you see it or not, the light's there.
Yeah.
The light's there.
Yeah.
And you can take that any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. God said, let there be light. There's light.
There's light. Yeah.
But he didn't stop there. And God what? Saw the light.
Mm-hmm.
That it was good.
Yeah.
The light is good.
Mm-hmm.
God saw the light because God is light and God set it to be there. And it is good. And the light is always good.
Yeah.
But then this statement, and this is kind of what got a hold of me. I think, Walter, you mentioned this one time a while back. And God divided the light from the darkness. Why is there a separation between the light and the darkness? God put it there.
Right.
God put it there. God said, let there be light, but in God there is no darkness at all. And God totally separated the light from the darkness. Because light and dark in this world, in this universe, in the heaven and the earth he has created, light and dark don't mix. They don't. They have a way of putting it, and I agree. Darkness This is the definition of darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. In the light, there is no darkness. Where there is light, there is no darkness. But where there is darkness, there's no light. I know it sounds simple, and actually in some ways it is, but it is one of the most profound things that there are. Because the light is always there. There are people who are blind, who cannot see, and they cannot see the light. Now, if you want to apply this to the natural man and to spiritual things, and I do, it's what I'm here for. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost.
Yeah.
Whom the God of this world hath what? Blinded the minds.
Amen.
Why? So they can't see the light.
Yeah.
They can't see the light. God said, let there be light, and there is light. Jesus Christ came into this world. Ooh, he's the light. And men didn't comprehend the light. I'm going to get to that here. Just a second. Because fallen man, man as he is naturally born, is born blind to the light of God. That's what it means. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of. There's not a problem with the light. There's never been a problem with the light. The problem is with us. The problem was with me. Their minds are so blinded they cannot see the light all around them. And it's the light of God they can't see. Now, let's look at John chapter 1 for just a little bit. I'm not going to keep you long, I hope. Start Genesis 1:1. Let's start John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who made the heavens and the earth? God did. Who said, let there be light? God did. Who's this word that John's writing about? He's God. He's God. And you'll read on. He's talking about Jesus of Nazareth.
Yeah.
The man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Already the light started here. And the light shineth in darkness. And what? The darkness comprehended it not. The life of the Word of God, Jesus Christ, is the light of men. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What's that mean? That means no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
And I tell you, no man sees the light until it's been given to him.
Amen.
Until somebody says to a man, let there be light.
Right.
And guess what? There'll be light.
There'll be light.
Now, how much cooperation does that determine on the man? Absolutely none.
That's right.
Just as much as it determines on that dead man that God comes to and says, I came upon you when you were polluted in your own blood.
Yeah.
And I said unto you, what? Live. Live. He didn't ask for the dead man's cooperation. And he doesn't ask for your cooperation. He says, let there be light, and there will be light.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ is the light of men. The light has been in the world since the Father declared it. The light physically came into the world as God manifest in the flesh. And the light of the world always shines. And the darkness always doesn't comprehend it.
Right.
Both those statements are true. The light always shines and the darkness never gets it.
Right.
That's the way man is. Because the light is real. And also, the darkness is real.
Mm-hmm.
What's that statement Paul Christ made? They be blind leaders of the blind.
Yeah.
What happens to them? They both fall in a ditch. That's what happens when there's no light.
Yeah.
There's no good end for the darkness. The light is real, the darkness is real, and the darkness, that word comprehend, is to lay hold of. It's to seize onto. The darkness does not seize the light. Christ goes on to tell us in John chapter 3, men hate the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because they love darkness. They are darkness. They are in darkness. And what? They love to have it that way.
Right.
They hate the light. Preach Christ to somebody. You'll find out how much they hate the light.
Yeah.
Preach a sovereign God who does what he will, when he will, and where he will.
Yeah.
And they'll hate you and the message. Or they'll be like the scientists and say, oh, well, you people are crazy. You don't know anything. It doesn't matter if I know anything. If you know him,
yeah,
you know everything.
Yeah.
The darkness does not take hold of the light. The darkness does not take hold of the Word of God. Because the darkness does not know Jesus Christ, who is the light. Now, who maketh thee to differ? What have you got that you have not received? And God divided the light from the darkness. That's where we're at. Right now, God is dividing the light from the darkness.
Amen.
I came to bring division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I came to bring a sword.
Yeah.
In your own household.
Yeah.
In your own family.
Yeah.
This is the way the book starts. This is the way it goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know the beginning, you can't understand the present.
Right.
And if you don't know the beginning and you can't understand the present, you're not going to get the end either. You're just not going to get it. And I can't give it to you. I wish I could. Because believers and unbelievers are just as different as night and day.
Right. Exactly right.
How about that? Isn't that amazing how that works out? If you would, look at Revelations 21 for just a moment. Because I want to talk just a minute here about the end, and then I'm going to quit. Because this book starts with light, this book continues with the light, and this book is going to end with the light.
Yeah.
Revelations 21, just for reference, verse 1 says, "And I saw," what? "A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth," what? "Were passed away. And there was no more sea." Now, verse 22. This is after he said, I'm going to show you the bride of Christ. And I'm seeing the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Verse 22 says, and I saw no temple therein. Why? Because it didn't need a temple.
Yeah.
Not in the new heaven and the new earth.
That's right. Amen.
For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb, what? Are the temple of it.
Right.
Guess what? That temple they used to have was a picture of Christ.
Right. Yeah.
We got Christ here now. I don't need no pictures.
Amen.
We got the reality here. The reality's coming. But the next verse, 23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did what? Lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof.
Yeah.
Let there be light, and there is light. The beginning, the present, and the end is the light.
Yeah.
Let there be light. And God set a division between the light and the darkness. In this new heaven and new earth, guess what? There ain't no darkness.
Yeah. Right.
Chapter 22 of Revelation, in verse 5, it says, and there shall be no night.
Yeah.
There.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
Just in case you thought I was making something up. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Here's the end. There ain't no end.
Amen. That's right.
If you're in the light.
Yeah.
There's an end to the darkness.
Yeah.
The light and the darkness have been separated, but there's an end to the darkness. There's no end to the light. Why? Because God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
Even on a new heaven and a new earth.
Yeah.
Wherein dwelleth righteousness, there's the light.
Amen.
And there is no darkness. There is no night. Those in the light do comprehend, do seize onto, hold fast to the light. Jesus Christ, the righteous. Question is, do you know him? Do you know the light? And our salvation is in him. The Word of God, the light of men, the light of the world. And here's the future. There's more light coming. We see through a glass darkly. That's going to end one day. That's going to end one day. We're going to stand in his light on a new heaven and a new earth. And it's going to be glorious.
Amen.
Because the light is the glory of God's going to lighten it. And the Lamb shall be the light thereof. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and this place. Thank you for everything you've done for us and to us. And you're doing in us. And you're going to do with us. Thank you, Lord, for your work. Your blood that was shed for us. The forgiveness of sins. The life that we have been given from the dead. Through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.